start your day the Torah way in Northwest London. Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh 7, 1st of 7, 31st of May, 45th day of the Omer, Rabbi Doni Arosh Lita, Megillus Rus, Part 4. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by Family Wiesenfeld, Leila Nishmas, Rabbi Ephraim Fischer, Ben Rabbi Yol, Arya Yizifron of Rocha, official Dick Zifron Rocha of Antwerp, whose Yad site was on the 21st of Iyar.
So we are in the fourth perek, and the scenario is that now we're waiting to see what's going to happen with Rus. Normie's just told Rus to wait, and we're going to see what will happen with this, not quite Yibum, but whatever exactly it is. So Boaz Ola Shar, Boaz goes up to the gate, Vayeshev Shom, and he sits there. Now that's a very interesting, that Yeshev Shom is very interesting because exactly the end of Perek Gimel, what does Normie tell Rus to do? Vatomer Shvi Biti, sit. Sitting means there's nothing, we can't really do anything anymore. And the Medrash says as follows. This is what the Medrash says. In Rus, the Rus Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah on Rus says, that is really says, Boyaz Asa Shelo, Rus Asa Shelo, Normie Asa Shelo, Omer Kosh Baruch HaVini Asa Sheli. There's a point at which you've done what you need to do, and now this is it. HaKadosh Baruch is going to make things fall or not fall into place. This is now we've done the shtadlus, if you like. So we now have to wait and see what will happen. We don't know, but we do know that Normie had said ki lo ishko to ishi, he won't stop kim kilad avos till this is finished. But that means he's not stopping because he doesn't want to do any more work. He's going to stop because sometimes be'etzem you have to stop. Sometimes be'etzem you can't control the outcome. The Gemara Sanhedrin even says this, that the Rashi even says it with Talmud Torah. You can't always control the outcome. You put in what you put in, and we'll see Dafka in Malchus, this is really important, that you never press or push for the outcome. The minute you do that, you actually destroy what could emerge. Okay, so let's take a look at then the Pesukim and carry on. V'hineh ha'goyel over. That's it. And exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu maneuvers it, the Goyal walks past the Shadibe Boyaz, the one who Boyaz had told Rus about. Vayom Asuri says, "Come Shvapoi, Ploini Amoini, Vayasa Vayeshev." So now he's also sitting, and everybody's in this. Vayikach Asara Noshim Zik. Now here he takes 10 people from the elders of the town, and different Chazal say two different things on this. The Gemara and Kesubas. First of all, it could have been the need for a Sanhedrin to actually establish the din of Mayavi Veloy Mayaviya, even though certainly if you feel the Rambam that Drosh is actually done by Chazal as part of the Eilu Veilu Devarikim Chayim, this would have been the beginning of this Drosha, and until it's Nidrash, it's not Niskan La'alocha, and even it's Alocha Namashim Sinai, since it had never been applied before, so there was no way this needed to be done by Asar. And the other possibility is there was already back then the Takana of the Birchas Chuppah, that it needs Birchas Chasanim, needs Asara. Either way, they have the Asara Mizik Na'ir, Vayom Shubu, everyone's now sitting. Vayom Elegoyal. Chalkas Asad Asher, Achina Elimelech Machor, Normie Ashova Mistei Moyov. So, Normie sold a field. Now, it's a very interesting discussion whether this is in fact the regular Chiyav of Ge'ula, because we know there's a Chiyav Minatorah, that a relative should be Goyal, the land that's been sold. However, that is not necessarily what's happening here. The Medrash, the Tanchuma used the following lashon. It says like this: But Oysa Shah, Gal Boyaz Masha Machron Nomi, Mehechon Lamad Boyaz, where did Boyaz learn it from? And then the Medrash is Minah Parsha, so it's Kiyamach Achicha Machon Mechuzosoi. Right? Very strange Medrash. If it's a Din Dairaisa, what's he mean, Mehechon Lamad? It's a Beferish Apostle in the Torah. And the Torah says, if you see the Rishonim deal with this, that's only when a land's already been sold at least for 2 years. Here, Bapashtas, Normie sold it straight away, there and then, as she came back, Hashavah Mistei Moyov. So she couldn't have sold it before, because Eli Melech still had the lands then. So she sold it now, Bapashtas. And if she sold it now, then there's no chiyuv on the Moicha to sell it, and therefore no chiyuv on anybody to buy it back. So what the Medrash is telling you is, and this, by the way, is going to be an interesting question all the way through, because Boaz is going to also tell this Redeemer that he's Mechuyuv to marry Rus. Where does that come from? There's no chi of Yibum, and even if there is, not obvious they even necessarily have to be the same in Halacha. The Teretz is, and that's what the Medrash is telling us, Boaz learnt from those parashas in the Torah. There's what you're mechuyav to do al pi halacha, and then there's what the Torah wants you to do. He learnt from the parasha of Geula that there's a concept of we have to take a chrayas, we have to rebuild a family that's been taken away. That's what he's bringing to bear over. That's what the Medrash is telling us. It's not necessarily a chiyuv. There are some shittas that it is, but the way Rav Rishon Paskin, it would turn out there isn't a chiyuv here. But that's not the point. Beyond the chiyuv, the Torah is also is mitzvah us. The Torah also shows us what it wants from us. It shows us the hadrach of what it wants. And the concept of being of redeeming the family is therefore going to be central to this.
Boy of Eli.
Right.
Sorry, yeah. How do we know that Elimelech didn't sell up when he left?
It is possible. There are different shittas. The first one is that there's some shittas that if it's sold midoichak, you can buy. There's some that it is possible to say that Elimelech sold before he went. The problem is it says that he says, the pasuk actually says that, just get the exact lashon for it, sorry. Says, Machronomi, first says Machronomi, not Machroeli Melech. That's the first thing. And then Shav Mistemoyov, the Mashmos is when she was Shav Mistemoyov, she sold it. So that's why you see Rashi and Ibn Ezra and everybody saying that there's not yet been 2 years. And the Medrashim say the same thing. He had to loimed, he had to learn it out from this. This wasn't a, and I'll show you amazingly, the Medrash is Mamshich. It says, V'oid mi'ayazeh, who else did something like this? Yirmiyahu. Etc. The story there is in Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Beis. The Maaseh is that Yirmiyahu is getting a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Already there's a siege of Yerushalayim, and he's already given the nevuah that there's going to be a churban. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that when his cousin comes and asks to buy the land back in Anosis, in Chedek Ben Yamin, he should do it, and it'll be a siman of Geula for Yisrael. Interestingly enough, and it's a geulas karaka, it's a buying back of lands. Again, the Pashas Yirmiyahu have no chiyuv to do so. But the point that both, so the Medrash has been Meramaz two different things here. Number one is that when the Torah tells you have to redeem land, it's also telling you what it wants is you to restore families, but it's telling you something else. The fact that it uses the Lashon geula and goyel, which we may just think is some kind of, whatever, it's a personal redemption. But this is much deeper. This is actually what brings fundamental ge'ula to the whole world. Because Yirmiyahu's ma'isa ge'ula, Yirmiyahu's ge'ula, his redemptive act of restoring a family land, turns out to be the siman to Klal Yisrael that we're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael and we're going to therefore have that land. And we learn chazakas from Yirmiyahu's kinyanim, we learn all sorts of things from Yirmiyahu's kinyanim, because this is how we are going to. And in fact, always you see when it comes to Chazkas Karkois, there's always an issue to do with Golos and ge'ula. Right. In fact, you see right at the beginning of Chazkas Abatim when we learn how do you know Chazakas Gimel Shonim, and one of the attempted rises from Rav Yosef learns it from Yirmiyahu, but you learn it from Holchei Usha, the Sanhedrin that goes into Golos. See, they're always dealing with these issues of Golos and Geula, and what the Medrash is telling us is that Boaz understood something else over here. He understood that in the concept of restoring family land is actually something much deeper that will ultimately bring Geula to the whole world. How so? Because, and this we'll see as the perek, Emet Hashem, as the perek unfolds, how these two end up being interlinked. Okay, so first of all, Boaz carries on a pasuk Gimel. It's a pasuk Dalet Vani Amarati. So I said, Eglaz Nachal, I reveal to you, Lema, saying, Knei Negad Yoshim, Negad Zikne Ami, Integal Gol, if you do the Gula, great, Im Lo Yigal, Hagidali, Veda, if you don't, then let me know, and I'll know. Ki ein zulos v'anechi acharecha, right? Because there's nobody else to do it except I'm the next in line. Okay, there's a lot to say on all these psukim, but we want to try and cover the mahalach. Okay. Vayoma anechi egal. Vayoma Boaz, and Boaz is fine. See, he's willing to be goyel. The land I'm willing to get back. And Boaz says, b'yom kenois chasada b'yad nomi me'esru samayavia, eisha sameis. Interestingly enough, you're not just getting it back from a nomi, but also from Rus, eisha sameis, right? Konisa, and here you have a Creek Siv, Konisa Kanisi, you will acquire it, but really, I'm going to acquire it. Lakim Shema Meis al Nachalosai. Now, this is, of course, the issue over here. That who says that you mechuyev to do one and the other intertwined? And anyway, there's no chiyuv yibum over here. There's many reasons why there's no chiyuv yibum. There's a machlokas if Rus had a giyur in the first place. If not, then there isn't. She's not even a relative. And even if she was, it's not a brother. There's no chiyuv yibum in this at all. Except that's the whole point. Boaz is saying, yes, we may not have a chiyuv, But the Moichah may not have a chiyuv to sell. But the Torah is clearly telling us the concept of being lahakim shem ames applies here. And therefore we're going to do beyond what we're chiyuv to do. We're going to go much further. We're going to do actual hakam shem ames. But if you want to buy back the land of hakam shem ames, you can't achieve that if you don't give a child to the family. Because how else? Otherwise, wait, Yovel comes along or somebody, and that's it. It goes to you. It doesn't go to them. You want to be making shem ames and rebuild the bias be Israel, then you have to not just buy back their land, but you have to actually restore their family. That's the issue over here. And look at his response. He says, Vayoma goyal loy uchal ligol, I cannot do it. And he adds the word li for me. Because I will destroy my inheritance. I am not able to be goyal. Now, there's amazing, if we listen to the words that he's using, right? The words are an exact echo of we'll see of two different things. There's an echo of loit uchal, right? Is an exact echo of loit. Remember, the whole story began because the town of Beis Lechem is becoming like Sodom. The rich people don't want to give tzedakah. They want to run away to Moav, which is the derivative culture of Sodom, the anti-chesed world. Vayihi Yusham, they became themselves there. And this was an issue Boaz was wrestling with when he came into town. He was trying to tell people, say, Yivrach Hashem Imachem, Yivrach Hashem. We've got to change the way people think over here. We've got to change the way they relate to each other. We've got to understand that Shechina cannot come unless we all see that everything is about mutuality, not me against you. It's not competitiveness. It's not I have, you don't. The whole thing has to change. And he, and in the shadow of all of this, is that the attitudes of Sodom and Moav have entered into Israel, into Yehuda. And this is exactly what the Goyal's still in. Loi uchal. Devar noichi loi uchal limole tahara tepentit bokanya rovamati. When Loit says, I can't run to the mountain, and Rashi brings the Chazal, that means I can't go back to Avraham Avinu. I can't do it. I can't do it. Because I can't sustain myself in his... This is what the Goyal's saying is, literally using Loit's exact Loshon. I can't do this, and for exactly the same cheshbon, because it's about me. And amazingly, the lashon that he used, loyuchal, I can't do it. He says, loyuchal ligol li, I can't do this for me, because it doesn't matter if it's a good thing for them. It's not good for me, and it will destroy my reputation, and it will destroy. And of course, the great irony is the person who didn't do the right thing because of his reputation ends up being the person who has no name forever, becomes Pliny Almoini, Mr. Anonymous. But the other very deep remez over here is as follows. And this goes right back to the core of Yibum itself. And that is the Yibum out of which Boaz came, was the Yibum of which will come back into reference later on in this perek, is the Yibum of Yehuda and Tamar. And the Ramban tells us that in fact, pre-Matan Torah, any family member could do Yibum. And the problem in there was that the brothers, your other sons, Oinon, didn't want to do Yibum. Vayeda Oinon ki loy loy yihi hazara, that the Zara will not be his. Vayem bo eleishes achiv, v'shiches artza, he was mashchis Zara, levilti in the son Zara la achiv. Look at exactly what the Goyal says here. Just like Oinon wanted it to be Li, it wanted it to be his own. So what does the Goyal say over here? I have to do Geula Li for me. And what am I nervous of? Pen Ashchis as Nachalosi, less like, right, exactly the same as Oinon. In other words, this rejection of Yibum is exactly what happens when self-centeredness comes in. Yibum is an impossible relationship in a world where everything is about me or you or whatever. It can't be done. And the reason it can't be done is very simple, is because it requires a giving up. It effectively requires some kind of surrogacy, giving up a self in order to create somebody else. Demis Liakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that actually the Koidim Matan Torah, that not only was the Lachim Shema Mace, but actually the son would actually be Yoresh like the deceased brother, which means if he was a Bechor, the Miyabim would actually be losing his own inheritance, literally. So, but the point is that this is the concept that of what is being demanded of Boaz or of the Goyal is something that requires looking at the world fundamentally differently. And everywhere we see in the words of the Goyal, the problems of Loit, the problems of Oinon, the problems of the rejection of Yibum, the problems of thinking world about oneself, the problems of therefore not doing everything the Klal Yisrael needs to do to bring Geula to the world. except that Boaz is in the scene too. So now, v'zois lefanim b'Yisrael ala ge'ula v'la temura, l'kayim kol dovah sholaf ishan aloi v'nosan rei. The way they would do chalipin in those days is they would take shoes, but of course here you don't need a chalipin. It's very interesting that even though normally you did a kinyan, somebody would take off a shoe and exchange it, and the Gemara Brocha says the shoe is like you've got everything. With a shoe you can stand in the world, with a shoe you can walk in the world, you can move. Whenever a person is stuck and can't move, they take off their shoes, either because they've hit the Makom HaMikdash, there's nowhere to go, or because, let's say, the opposite, they're in Avelis and they just don't want to, they can't feel they can stand and move. But a person who's moving in this world, it's a shoe. But here, you don't need, what is the chalipin here? He doesn't need to buy anything. There's another remez. There's a Zayis Tavonimi, that exchange, also there's another time we use a shoe, and that's chalitza. Right? That in fact, we even call a person who's choylets, who doesn't want to do yibum, we call him, exactly as this scene over here, Karla Zikne Iroi, we say, they speak to him and say, Loi Chavatz Lekachta. So what do they do? She's choltza na'alei ma'al ragra, he takes off the shoe off his foot. Yarka Bafanov and says, Kochi Yasel Ishasha Loivna is base Achiv. Vinikrashma we saw base Cholutzanal. He's the only thing we know the person has is the person who took off the shoe. Who just like he removed the shoe from that family, he loses his shoe. Well, that's exactly what the only thing we know about Ploni Almoni is base Cholutzanal. That's exactly it. So this is just like all Kinyanim were done, Yisrael always did it all exchange with a shoe to show we are giving each other standing in the world. Here we take off the shoe to say you're removing standing in the world. Okay, so the boy or girl says to Boaz, yeah, you do it. Yishav Nala takes off his shoe, and Boaz says to Zkenim, to everybody there, you're aiding my time. I acquired everything. Gam Esrus HaMoyavia, and he definitely calls him Moyavia. Once again, because here this is exactly important. This is where we're going to learn that there's no problem marrying a Moyavia. The issue with Moyavi was a shalai kidmu lachem, they didn't take out lechem when you came, but derech we did say some Mitzrayim. They didn't do chesed. That was the men were supposed to come forth and greet you, not the women, and therefore there's no issue of Moyaviyah. Eishas machlan kanisi li'isha lahakim shema meis al nachalosai, and we are going to therefore reconstruct the name of the dead on his nachal v'loi kori shema meis me'im echov v'sham v'koyim ha'edim ha'tamayim. And all the people, now let's understand what's been happening over here. This, remember what Boaz did in the beginning. He gathered Asora and Oshim is not here, but he gathered the men and they were needed clearly to establish his halacha. But look at who Boaz is talking to now. Kol ha'om asher b'shar v'hazkenim. So there's not only zkenim here, there's also an entire mass assembly of kol ha'om, all the people here. Why was that important? Because remember the whole point of Megillas Rus was the tikkun of the whole place of Beis Lechem and ultimately of the whole of Yehuda. This is the sefer that's going to get us ready for Malchus Beis David. That's exactly what the sefer is doing, going from Bahib Mishreit HaShoftim to the birth of David. This is Shmuel's sefer, just like he wrote Shoftim and Shmuel, just like he was the transition. This is exactly what we need to do. So it was crucial that the whole people were watching the fact that we're going to reject Ploini for rejecting Rus. Just like all the way through the Sefer, there's been a cascading set of tikkunim happening in the town. From the same town in the beginning where the rich didn't want to help the poor. The town in the beginning where Normie comes back and nobody even talks to her. They just talk about her. The town when Rus walks in and she feels very Moyavia. There's none of this Avas Ager that the Torah tells you how to have. All this stuff that's going on in the beginning where Boaz has to do an Eislas Hashem, he has to create an emergency decree to use Shem Hashem and you greet each other. Where Boaz has to show up the kotza, the person who's in charge of the harvesters, because he talks badly about Rus. All of these issues that were going on until this point, and Boaz said from the beginning, but you, Rus, have already had an impact upon us all. You've already been like a modern Avraham Avinu, and you've shown us what Chesed is, and you've shown us all these things, and you've come under the Kamfei HaShchina, and you brought the Shchina here. And we've begun to hear all the beginnings of this process of the tikkunim that are happening in the town, and this public display was the culmination of all of that. The whole town's gathered round. They see the God Lador rejecting the person who rejects Rus, the person who thinks still in the old way of the town, it's about me, and using the shyness of light and the language of Oinon. All of this is to be rejected. And Boaz steps forward and says, this is who we are now as a town. We are there, Lahakim Shema Meis. We are there to do chesed. This is who we are. And more than that this is not a chesed about who loses and who wins. This is none of that. The man who says, Boaz says, you know, I changed my name just a few weeks ago. Boaz had lost absolutely everything. And now I'm ready to rebuild. And this is who I want to rebuild with Rus. And remember that Rus and Boaz have publicly shown the concept that chesed is not what we think it is. Right? The Rus says, Ishashar Sisima, the person I looked after by letting him do chesed to me is called Boaz. And Boaz responded in Perek Gimel by saying, the chesed you're giving me by letting me do chesed is greater than the original chesed you did. In other words, we're changing our entire way of thinking about everything. We don't have givers and takers. We have sharers and receivers. We build things together. This is not about who's above whom. And watch the impact this has now. On Kala Omer Shebashar, all of the people, Vaz Kenim and the Sanhedrin, as Edmu, Yitain Hashem Esa Isha Habar Beisecha, she's not a Mayavia anymore. She's Isha. She's nobility. Habar Beisecha, Karachel Ukalea. You remember when Rus used the word Varnoichi Loyea? Gach Zamasecha, I won't be like one of your maidservants. And Chazal say, not one of the of Amasa, but Imohis, that she's going to become like an Imah B'Yisrael. This is where it happens. She's not an ordinary person. We've changed our entire view of her. She's like a Rochel and a Leah. Asher banu shteim es beis Yisrael. She's an Imah of Yisrael. She's one of the Imahis. That's who she is. This is the town that couldn't talk to her, that made her feel Moyavia. This is a place that now sees her as the Imahis. She's changed our way of thinking. She's changed our possibilities. She's changed our Vodah Hashem. She's changed our Kabbalah Satorah. She's one of the Imahis. Asher banu shteim es beis Yisrael. And listen to that Loshen. Banu shteim es beis Yisrael. This has been a problem since Parshas Vayetze. We've had a problem with the Bnei Rachel and the Bnei Leah. It's a problem that will emerge later on. The Malchus will split along those lines. David HaMelech will spend his whole Malchus holding the two together. He has two Koyhanim. One from Shiloh, right? He's got to have Yosef because he comes from Shiloh and Chalko of Yosef in the Bnei Rachel. He's got to build Yerushalayim because it's between Binyamin and Yehuda. He's got to stay married to the Beis Shaul. Everything's got to be about having Klal Yisrael together. But later on it will rupture. It will always rupture the long lines of Yehuda and Yosef, of the Bnei Rachel, the Bnei Leah. But here is the moment it all comes together. Here is the moment of Banu Shneim. This is not us versus you. And not only that, unbelievably, they're from Beis Lechem in Yehuda, which means they are Bnei Leah. Who do they put first? Who are they makdim? Karachel Ukaleah. They put Rachel first. And this is exactly what the Medrash says, and Rashi actually brings it in Parash Vayetze, on Vayashem ki snu Leah, right? So the Hashem saw that Leah wasn't so loved, and so he's Yiftach Zrachma. So the Medrash says, and Rachel was Akara, Haisa Ika Habayis. Rachel is Zakaris Habayis, Shalish David Yaakov and Abishvila, etc., etc., because Yaakov had originally planned for that. Minayin shehi haisa ikara shel bayis. How do we know that Rachel is akara shel bayis? Shekein bonea shel Leah moidim, because eventually the bonem of Leah will be moidim. The bonem of Leah will actually be moida, and with Boaz achal sanedrin shel mnei Yehuda hayu, mnei bonea shel Leah, umaksev ayom mekol ama shel bashar, vazkeinim edim, the edim yitein Hashem asa isha abayzat ka Rachel uchal Leah, shel bonu shtei reses beis. This is the tikkun. This is exactly what we've been waiting for since Parshas Vayetze. And it's now, only when Rus comes and changes the way we think about everything, that no longer is it, oh, if Rachel's that Karis HaBayis, then we're nothing. No! Rachel's key and Leah's key. Bonu Shteim Es Yisrael. We need each one's contribution. They're going to be different. We can't. It's not a zero sum. It's not you're the Imam, we're not the Imam. That's not what it is anymore. This is exactly the reality that Boaz and Rus has come and given to Klal Yisrael. And then they carry on. This is now like such an inspired world over here. Right? And now we're going to go all the way back to the Yibum of this is now going to be like Peretz, that Tamar gave birth to Yehuda. Now, amazingly enough, that is also a very powerful remez on many, many levels. Amongst other things, let's see, we've got to make sure we get the will. Amongst other things, on the psukim that of Tamar and Yehuda, when she asks, when Yehuda says, "Ma'ay Rav Nashet, what collateral shall I give? I can't yet pay you." So she says, "Chaysamcha psilecha matcha shabirdecha chazal adoyrish." How each of those are connected, especially the chaysam and the matcha, connected to the future malchus. I'm not going to go through the medrash inside, but it's a bracious rabba over there that the chaysam is going to be based on the pasuk in Shashirim, is going to be to do with Malchus, that the matter is going to be Mashiach himself, because of the pasuk in Tehillim. So the matter that she asks for is what Thomas is saying is, in this Yibum, we're going to bring Mashiach to the world. This is what Boaz has understood from the Torah. The fact that Torah used the Lashon Geula means somehow this brings Geula. How? He doesn't know. You can't know. In fact, the whole point of Peretz is you can't know, but it will inevitably happen. That's exactly what the Gemara in Yevamos says in Ayin Vav Ayin Zayin, the sugya when David HaMelech comes to fight Goliath, and Shaul says, "Who is this person?" Oh, the Gemara says, "What do you mean, who is this person? He's been playing music for you. You know exactly who he is." No, he asks, "Is he from Beis Chetzon or Peretz?" Because if he's from Peretz, there's no stopping him. Just like Lashon Peretz. In other words, you can't stop Malchus. You could try any procedure you want, but you cannot stop Malchus. The reason is, and it goes all the way back into our Tefillos of Malchus and Rosh Hashanah. You see, in the middle of Malchus, and the Gra about the difference between Shola and Malchus, is that Malchus is something that is less lemigare meklum. It has none of its own. A Moshe, a political ruler, can have a lot of themselves in there. They can be great, they can be not great, they can be anything, they can be tzad, they can be a Rosh, but they are themselves. But a Melech, a true Melech, a melech b'loy am, in its oimik, in its deepest level, means the king is nothing without the people. The king is just the people. Malchus is the integration of all the pieces into one. And for the pieces, and that's why in the Pesukim of Malchus, we have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Doesn't even mention the word melech. But it's at Yichud, when the world is one, it's Megal Hashem. When the people are one, that's what we're looking for. Malchus, David HaMelech, is exactly less Megara Mechun. He has none of himself. That's what he says to Michal Bashol. Your father might have been an Onov, but that's a personal thing. He's a personal Onov. I'm nothing. I'm Klal Yisrael. If they need dancing, that's what I'll do. My dignity is nothing. It's Klal Yisrael. That's all that matters. I am Klal Yisrael in one person. That's why you'll notice David HaMelech, he never takes the Malchus till the whole of Klal Yisrael appoints him. It doesn't matter that Shmuel and Nabi's given him, has anointed him. And the second there's a rebellion and the whole of Klal Yisrael's not behind him, he walks out of town. Doesn't matter he's got the bigger army. That's not the issue. He is Klal Yisrael. That's what Malchus is. Malchus is that the whole becomes a one within us. And then it becomes much greater, you know, the proverbial, the sum of the parts. Because the whole, and it cannot happen unless we all see ourselves as part of one. And that cannot happen unless we get out of the world where there's a competitiveness. Where what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. Means, which is maybe with a stoim even. It cannot be that. It must be Shali, Shali, Shalach, Shali. Because it must be a world where everything I am, like a cell in the body, is what I give to everything else. And I need you, and you need me, and we need each other, and we need Rachel, and we need Leah. And it's not who's the giver and who's the taker. We're building everything together. And this is the only way you can even be Mekabal the Torah, Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. There's much more to say. We're almost at the end, but let's just quickly move through some of the Pesukim here. So this is the significance of the base parrot, Asher Yolda Tamal Yehudim Lezera. And Boaz takes Rus, Vatila Le Isha, Vayavala Vitein Hashem Lai Aroin, Vatele Bain, there's even a medrash that says that only that Boaz died the next day. Vatemaran Anoshim Al Nomi Baruch Hashem Alay Shbis Gloch Goyal Hayoim, Vikarish Mavisa. That's it, Baruch Hashem, who did not remove a Goyal from you today, that... The Medrash Rabbah links this anyway. This is another remez to Geula. We're not good. We're good. We're just right at the end. So let's another time. Be'ez Hashem. Anyway, so loich goyle v'yikarshim v'yisol. And watch what happens. He's a meishin nefesh chalkel eshtevosech gichalosech hashayi vosecha yoladatu ashayi toivelach meshiva bonim. Right, this daughter-in-law who we shunned in the beginning, who she's better than your seventh son. So now the incredible thing happens. And the miracle happens. It's Normie's child. Remember the beginning in Perek Aleph, Normie says to Rus, "You're going to wait for my child." And by the end of the story, Rus has Normie's child. And whether it's metaphorical, whether it's physiological, whether it's a nace, she is the imenis of the child. She nurses the child. And by the way, that word oived is so powerful. Because the whole concept of an oived is exactly that. You can't manipulate the situation. You don't have any agenda. You are Oved and the results happen. It's the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Right? I'm not trying to manipulate and get the brachos. I don't have an agenda. Ein roi lavoid Hashem al derech zeh. Ha'oived. An oived ma'ahava does it out of love. I said, my Torah mitzvah, ha'ilich ben asivas chachma, lo'y mipnei dava ba'olam, lo'y mipnei yiras hara. Like, there's no agenda whatsoever. Oysa ams mnei shu amas. And the sefer tov will come. You, a real oived, works and does their job to be part of the whole, part of the Kabbalah Satori. That's what it is. I don't have an agenda in this. Not because I don't want to see great things, but because I realize the more my agenda gets, it will only get in the way. The whole point of Peretz, the whole point of Geula is you do the thing that needs doing right now. You build a relationship without your agenda, without what's little self, without the word Li, without the word Eli, and you actually get actualized. The whole world comes to fruition. The Torah enters the world. You become a shutter for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're Mekabalist Torah. That's the whole point. You overage without an end point. You remove the li, and the amazing thing happens is you end up being more yourself. The amazing thing happens is your chibur to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything just becomes everything. But you're overage ma'ahava. That's, they call him overage. That was the original plan of all my separation, of the Olah Shamra. That's all we had to do, right? To be Ovid. You just do the Ovid. And that's it. Ve'ele told us Peretz, Peretz and his Chetzun, Chetzun and his Ram. How did the explosion of Peretz actually happen? The one that Shaul feared. Ram Holi Tzami Nodav. And of course, in that dialogue, Doeg HaDoimi says, no, because David comes from Rus HaMayavi, HaMayavi, Loi Mayaviya, Chesed. This all sugi comes over here. I mean, Nodav Holi is Nachshon, Nachshon Holi is Sam. Salmon holds his Boaz holds his Ovid, Ovid holds his Yishai, Yishai holds his David. So where's Rus? The child's now Yudad Bein Lenormi. The ancestral lineage, she's not there. And the Teretz is, Rus pulled herself out, and she became the whole Megillah. She's everything. And years later, when Shlomo Melech will build the Beis HaMikdash, he'll build his palace, there'll be a kisseh for the Ima Shel Malchus, is Rus. And Rus is Torah, she's even the Isis, the partially Torah, and she is our Kabbalah Satorah, and she is our Shavuos, and the Sefer that is David HaMelech's Kiyum in the world, the Lesley Megarim Ekrum, David, whose very 70 years of life were a gift from Adam Arishon. He's the personification of what Adam should have been in Gan Eden. He's the pathway to Tikkun, the pathway to Geula. Rus shows us how we can be Mekabli HaTorah, Shutum with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and celebrate the true Kabbalah Satorah, Bez Hashem, the Geula, should be Meir of Yomim.
Amen. Amen.